Hello, and welcome to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM, The Bay. This is Jenny Cressman, and I'm still in the host chair for a little while. We'll see how that goes. I'm enjoying doing it, and I hope you're enjoying listening to me. This show, just so you know, is available on podcast after it airs every other Sunday on 88.7 FM. So the show, Muskoka Unlimited, is kind of just a conversation with an interesting person who's doing interesting stuff. And I quite enjoy talking to interesting people. Today, my interesting guest is Laura Hemming, whom I've known for quite a few years, probably before she even came to Huntsville.
A long time before.
Yeah. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you very much, Jenny. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
And you came to Huntsville in 95?
Yeah, 1995, in November of 1995, in time for my son to start playing hockey here.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of hockey fans out there. I'm not sure they listen to my show, but if they do, they may remember him. So you got into alternative health practices pretty early on, and that's one of the ways in which I know you as an amazing healer in very eclectic modalities, perhaps not traditional norms, although you do massage and Reiki, which are, you know, maybe not exactly mainstream, but closer. So I think you opened what you call the Freedom Place a year after you moved to Huntsville. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all happened?
In my career, because I'm actually ancient now, but in my 50-year career, which is, it is 50 years now since I started working, I began working in a hospital setting. I worked 10 years in chronic rehab and palliative care. And during that time, I really saw the need, even at that time, for integrated services. I was one of the first groups of people in Canada to be trained in therapeutic touch and at McMaster University. And at that time, on my unit, myself and the physiotherapist would go in when people would have pain breakthrough, because they only just started doing even pain cocktails at that time, back in the 70s and 80s.
So the
in
pain
hospitals.
Cocktails were for, a mixture of drugs?
Yes, for cancer patients. But they didn't have pain pumps back then. And so if you ran out of your pain medication and it wasn't time for more, you were out of luck. And so the physiotherapist and I took this course, and I had an affinity for it. I had an affinity for feeling energy. I had an affinity for helping in that way.
Well, what is therapeutic touch for those who haven't heard of it?
Well, therapeutic touch has been proven in hospital settings across North America and the world that if you work within a person has more than just their physical body, that they also have an energy body that surrounds them that we call an auric field. And with quantum machines now, they can actually calibrate all the layers of a person's energy body.
So aura, with the different colors that people think of when they hear that.
That's
what you mean by auric field.
I do. Okay. And so when you're working in therapeutic touch, you're working in the auric field to smooth out the auric field and to take out any distortions of energy and so on and so forth. So when I would work with people, even stroke patients, for example, and I would go over their arm, their non-feeling or non-moving arm, their eyes would flare open because they could feel me feeling them.
Wow.
So a person who actually has even an amputation, when you take a picture of their energy body, their original leg is still there in the picture of the energy of the original leg. It's not gone.
Wow.
Which is why people have phantom pain.
Sure.
So when you're working with a person in their energy field, that was my earliest education of this is real and this makes a difference. And so for me, after I had finished that 10 years, and it was a very, you know, we called my program Motivation to Living, because that's what I did. And then I was like the therapist, the unit therapist. So then after that, I had my children, and my children had multiple amazing things and a lot of complicated medical history. In that next 12 years, I learned 12, 15 years in that time, I learned a lot about the necessity of integrating medicines. And so using what I knew of energy medicine, I started to study intensively. I took Traeger psychophysical integration. I took Reiki. I took reflexology. I took, you know, I studied homeopathy. I worked very intensely with Dr. Gordon Smith, who was the founding dean of the College of Naturopathy. And then, you know, it was, I worked in, during that time, as I was raising my kids, I was also working, and I worked in almost every area of mental health that you could work in as a counselor, as an intake worker, and I developed many, many programs that were designed for self-growth and development.
Okay.
And so the last thing that I did before I moved to Huntsville was I created a program that was called Access to Integration, and that was a program that I got trained to do developmental screening for disabled children,
uh-huh.
and I worked with them and their families.
So this was mainly because of your son that led you on this path?
I had originally started as a play therapist at university. I did mm-hmm. a double degree in science and psychology to be a play therapist. So I had started working with children with disabilities way back in like 1975, 1976. So it was a long time coming mm-hmm. to 1995, which is when I was doing that program in Halliburton.
Okay.
But, you know, again, it doesn't really matter what age a person is. If you're going to approach them as a whole being,
yeah.
whether they're 2, 6, 10, 20, 25, 50, you're working with the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always mm-hmm. been my approach, no matter what the age was.
Yeah, yeah. And so in your approach, then you pull on all these different things that you've learned over yep. your years of study and put it all together and seamlessly. Like, you know, if you're having a massage from you, I can say, I feel great, but I don't know what all you're doing other than massage, but I suspect there's a lot more going on.
It's a very integrated approach.
Yeah. Now, can we just step back a little yep. bit, and you can talk a little bit about your son that helped to inspire
yes.
everything?
Yes. I mean, anybody who knows me, knows my family, and knows my history knows that I have three children. I have a daughter, Kate Hemming, joy of my life. I have a son, Timothy, that passed when he was 12, who had spina bifida. And I have a son, Jesse, who is an absolute gem of a man. And so my son, Timothy, was born with many, many complications. He had almost everything inside out and upside down that you could have. But the one thing that he had beyond everything else was this incredible soul.
Mm-hmm.
And he, during his life, he was able to overcome so many obstacles, so many setbacks, so many things that may have made a person bitter about who they were and what their life was. And he had 16 surgeries in his life. And on the day before he went into hospital for his last surgery, he won the Ontario Junior Citizen of the Year for
wow.
his exuberance and cheerfulness in face of life's adversity.
Wow.
And anybody who ever met him mm-hmm. knew that they had met a very sparkling, joyous being. And that's not to say that he did not despair for this difficult mm-hmm. body and difficult life that he had, because
yeah.
there were many times of despair. And if I could say I did one great thing as a mother, I taught him that he was not his body, and that his soul was so much more than his body, that his soul was bigger than anything. And
yeah.
so when he was getting ready to die, he was able to say that it was time for him to go and get a new body and get a new life and begin again.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to have him leave with being held in absolute love. And to me, I mean, I held him when he came in, and I held him when he went out.
Mm-hmm. And I suspect that all of the different things that you were able to do to help him physically extended his life.
Much so. They sent him home to die when he was 11 months old
oh.
and said that there wasn't, you know, that he, you know, basically that was all they could do.
Yeah.
And then it was after that I met Dr. Smith, and we began the journey of naturopathy and alternative health. And it's not that we did not do both sides of medicine, because we did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had 16 surgeries and umpteen hospitalizations
yeah.
with great care and
yeah.
people who were very dedicated. But alternative health is the alternative because it approaches a body from a different way. And it actually to me, in my experience of life, it gives a quality to life. It's not just keeping a body alive. Mm-hmm. It's about what is the quality of life that you're going to have while you're here.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like there should be a different term than alternative. We'll come up with something later in the interview.
Well, I really have always felt that having integrated approach to healthcare.
Yeah.
And in fact, I took a course with the team that I worked with in the palliative care program in Grimsby, Ontario. And it was a very novel approach in integrated services in patient care, in rehab, chronic care, palliation, that brought all disciplines together, multidisciplinary approach to healthcare, back at that time. And that was back in like 1981, you know. So, I mean, this is progressing. It's just a little bit of a slow train.
Yeah. I think anybody who's ever worked with any kind of alternative stuff thinks it's a slow train. So speaking of slow trains, though, this train is actually pulling into the station for this segment.
Okay.
So we're going to leave it there and take a little break from interviewing Laura Hemming. We'll be right back after these commercial messages on 88.7 FM, Muskoka Unlimited, with Jenny Cressman and Laura. Bye for now. Okay.